Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone. Alex here with a couple of things to mention ahead of today's episode. Firstly, I get to announce the winners of our first writing competition. We had an enormous number of strong entries and selecting just two for us to produce was not easy. That said, after a lot of discussion, we did come down on two winners. So, congratulations to Melissa Mason for Paint and Elizabeth Richardson for Lucid. Both of your stories are in production as we speak and we will be releasing them as special episodes in the mid-season break. Next, I'm giving a quick introduction to today's episode. As many of you are already aware, the Magnus Archives is not the only podcast that Rusty Quill produces. One of the other shows we make is called Rusty Quill Gaming, a podcast where we get comedians and performers together to play dramatised roleplay games. When we first launched the Magnus Archives, we actually got Jonathan Sims to write us a two-part horror special for Halloween, and today we'll be sharing the first part of that with you. You might even recognise a few other familiar voices, though you may not recognise their awful American accents. The second part of the game will be available here next week. In the meantime though, why not check out Rusty Quill Gaming on iTunes or whatever service you already use for the Magnus Archives. That's all for now. Thanks for bearing with us in the season break, and we hope you enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Hannah Tsim, Jessica Mullineaux, Howe, Luke Curry, Brandon Wheeler, Surreal Bill, Ridwin, Patrick Haggerty, Steve Pilopoli, Fred Rosenberger. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to Rusty Quill Gaming, Halloween special. It's pretty spooky.
How spooky do you think it is?
Multiply that by fear. We are going to be doing a two-part Halloween special, this time GM'd by me, Johnny Sims, writer, host of the Magnus Archives, and in my own time, just as big a gaming nerd as Alex. And with me, I have...
Bryn Monroe.
James Ross.
Alexander New.
And Ben Meredith.
And the entirely silent ghost of Lydia Nicholas.
What's that, Lydia? Messages only we can hear. I'm not saying that on air. That's grotesque. Good lord. All right.
I didn't even realise that was a verb.
Not one we can say on a family-friendly podcast, James. So we will not be conveying or repeating anything the ghost of Lydia Nicholas says. But she is here with us in spirit. Right, so we are going to be playing Deadlands, which is a Western horror. Now, you will notice that in this, the first of the two episodes, it's significantly more Western. And in the next one,
it will be significantly more horror. So if you're expecting spooks this time, instead try to enjoy the American accents. Deadlands is run on the Savage World system. Both the setting and the system are produced by Pinnacle Publishing, who are they're just great. So, the Savage World system, you have your five main attributes: agility, smarts, spirit, strength, and vigor. Moving, thinking, feeling, punching, and getting punched.
Can you punch someone in their spirit?
Only with words. And then you also have skills, which are under those. Each of them have a die type from a D4 to a D12. When you need to roll one of them, you roll that die type. If you get a 4 or above, you've succeeded. Because you're all super special snowflakes called wild cards, you have a protagonist superpower, which is you get an extra D6 for everything, and you take the highest of the two. You do not add them together.
It also means that we'll start to melt by part two of this.
Yes. You also have little poker chips, which you can use to re-roll dice. Now, there is quite a complicated combat system. It is fast, but not fast enough for a short two-parter. So for the most part, if there is combat, if monsters are attacking you, I will probably say something like, roll your shooting, roll your fighting. You will do so, and then I will tell you you are dead.
Make a shoot! Make another shoot!
So anyone listening who is very familiar with the Savage Worlds system, you will probably notice quite quickly that what I'm running is not the Savage World system. It is entirely a system of my own whimsy. The year is 1880, and history is not our own. The Battle of Gettysburg, at the height of the Civil War in 1863, something happened. Something went very, very wrong. Lots of people say that the dead returned from the grave to feast on their living companions, and that ghosts and spirits and all sorts of demons and monsters emerged to wreak havoc upon the American West. All of that's obviously nonsense.
Totes.
But for whatever reason, for perfectly normal, mundane reasons, the Civil War just happens to have dragged out for about 20 years. It's currently reached a ceasefire and a stalemate, largely because just so many people are dead. In 1868, California fell into the sea.
As it does.
It is now an area called the Great Maze, which is all sort of waterways and mesas.
I was really, really hoping it was like M-A-I and it's just overgrown and full of wheat.
No. In fact, there's a massive famine problem there.
Turns out it should have been the Great Maze. Foresight.
Yep, exactly. And Metaplot shout out for anyone who knows Deadlands. There is still a massive famine problem because this takes place in the early part of 1880.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not going to explain that to anyone.
People start eating people. That's the solution to all famines.
I mean, like, yes. But but that doesn't matter. Point is, in the ruins of California, a new super fuel was discovered.
Is it also people?
No. No. Any revelations about it? No, it just screams as though the dead themselves are burning alive when it's used for science reasons.
I love those reasons.
To be fair, uranium does the same. It's just most people don't encounter it in their daily lives.
So this has caused a real renaissance in mad science, steampunk man science, a naissance, because it hasn't happened before. But there's lots of steampunk mad science all powered by this super fuel. So anything from steam wagons to ray guns to robots, all brass and cogs and that sort of thing. But none of that matters to you guys.
Yay. Or no?
Because you are all currently hidden in a small camp in a valley in Arizona, a long way from any of this. So you were all in jail until very recently. Now I'm going to ask everyone to go around and quickly introduce themselves and their characters. And listener, I'd like to talk to you for a second about James.
Look, we've all been thinking that.
I'm sitting right here.
Look,
okay?
we've waited 53 episodes James. Without doing that. We've got through 8 minutes.
Turns out the entire Rusty Quill Gaming podcast was actually just one massive and elaborate intervention because you're so afraid of interventions that it took this long to get you here.
Thanks.
Now, well, James is playing a character who was originally conceived and written as Carlos Vasquez, an old Mexican gunslinger. However, James, despite wishing to play this character, has discovered that he cannot do any sort of Mexican accent.
That's not quite true. I can't do one sensitively. So
I was getting to that.
Okay.
So the character of Carlos Vasquez, grizzled old Mexican gunslinger, is now
Carl Sidebottom, elderly Yorkshireman. Haven't built a prison. Look at old me. And show them. You're my wife.
So we have an old
age. It's the most terrifying thing in this podcast.
We have an old Yorkshire gunfighter.
Yes. I've had a hard life. Played lots of Sudoku.
You have. You've
it's tricky.
Held up a lot of trains. Yep. So continuing around.
Some of the doors closed too quickly. I
continuing
can't
the parade.
Got a little trundly.
Nonsense voices.
Get stuck.
Ben?
Yes.
Who will you be playing?
I will be playing Cigarillo Lee, who comes from Brooklyn, because that's the only American accent I can do terribly. The other ones I can't do at all.
And who exactly are you?
I'm the greatest outlaw this country's ever seen. I came from Brooklyn to make my fortune in sunny Arizona. Didn't go so well. I got held up on my first job.
Alex?
So I'm Nathaniel Fletcher. I am a male. I'm not a thief, but if I was a thief, I'd be a really good thief. And I'm extremely attractive. Everyone I know tells me so, even if you haven't heard it, it's said a lot.
And finally, Bryn.
My name's Zeke.
And I think that says it all, really.
There's a man of few words, and he's used literally all of them there. Yeah.
Are you like Groot?
You want to know anything else? You can ask.
I'm scared too. Also, fun little fact I've noticed about the character sheet. It's got a section here which is alive. We'd have yes, or I assume no.
Oh, yes.
Yes, no, these are character sheets of my own design, and I felt that they needed to contain all information that could be pertinent to the game. So, yes, there is a small section that details whether or not you are currently alive. Because it is important information in Deadlands.
I think these are pretty impressive character sheets created by Johnny, and I very much enjoy on mine.
The ones that you've genuinely made on your own.
Mine says appearance. Like if a barn could say, A-up.
Slick hair, slick moustache, slick everything, really.
Yeah.
Old, grizzled, stubble to sharpen a knife, and not my face, mind.
And,
you gotta be careful. Shaky hands.
I've got a fresh and as yet unbeaten face, which bodes very well for me.
Yes.
You want that sort of now, boy?
No thanks, Mr. Zeke, sir.
So, you were all in jail in Phoenix, Arizona a variety of. I do. The god of the American West. For a variety of crimes. In fact, I will let you detail what crime were each of you in prison for.
Someone asked too many questions. He didn't like the answers I gave him.
Oh, they called me for robbing a train. My mistake was trying to rob the train itself rather than the passengers. Get old, get a bit confused from time to time.
I tried to knock over a liquor store. Unfortunately, I forgot my gun.
I didn't steal the dress. I had the dress on me, and the shop was changing stock.
You were all in prison until a wanted bandit that Carl Sidebottom has worked extensively with before, by the name of Blackjack Bronson.
Blackjack Bronson!
He is neither black, his first name is not Jack, but his second name is Bronson, but he just likes the name Blackjack. So he busted you out, and in the process, the rest of you got out as well, and you fled and are now in hiding in a gorge in Arizona because the Rangers are currently looking for you.
With Blackjack Bronson, all five of us.
Blackjack Bronson is currently out keeping an eye for...
He's the lookout.
He's currently the lookout, yeah. He's not here. He's promised you all sorts of banditry. Apparently his previous posse got quite brutally gunned down during a failed coach robbery.
Should have tried robbing the coach. I made that mistake. Gotta rob the passengers.
And he's essentially in the market for a new gang, and you guys are apparently it. So as it stands, you're sat around a mouldering?
a mouldering fire. It's a peat fire,
it's
basically.
You're sat around a smouldering campfire in late afternoon. It's very warm.
I don't know if any of you guys play cards.
No, maybe pass the time a bit. It's not really dinner. We've already had lunch, so...
Okay, so I found these cards.
Those are mine!
So, what's the game? I'd play blackjack, but it feels like a misstep. So, I mean... Poker? You look like a Pokemon.
Let me roll! Alright, go on, deal them out, lad!
If everyone wants to roll me gambling, that will be your gambling die, a d6 for your wild card, take the highest, and if you don't have that skill, it's a d4 minus 2.
I've managed to roll 1 on 2 dice.
You have been swindled, sir!
Yes! 5.
4!
So, I'm going to say you lose $10, you gain $2.
Yeah!
You gain $8.
Oh, boy!
So, night is starting to fall when, against the skyline, you see a horse and rider approaching.
Does it look like Blackjack?
It does look like Blackjack.
I don't flee.
Sensible.
Oh, it's Blackjack, what? Yeah, no, well, we always thought he was a crazy one growing up. Dangerous young man. We never thought he'd make it to 21.
Oh!
I mean,
thank you. Thank you, Carl.
That deserves way more than. Just saying.
I will establish, Carl, that I have heard that multiple times before. Every time I break you out of prison. Every time we get a new member of the gang.
Well, they haven't heard it before, have they? I've got to crack on my old material. That's solid gold, that. Bankers. I don't know. Too soon. I don't know. Carry on.
Well, I mean, you remember the first time we met and I had to explain it to you that, well, you didn't understand till I called myself Pontoon Bronson.
What a twist!
Oh, good lord. Right.
Seem to have saddled us with a group of comedians.
And me.
Yeah, well...
What's the job? I don't much care for staying in some hidey hole like a sniveling coward.
Good to hear. Bank job.
Nice.
Hensley
we're robbing Ford. The customers, right?
Customers, tellers, vault if we get a chance. About 5 miles ride to the east. Small town, Hensley Gorge. Been watching a couple of days. Sheriff came in 2 days ago. Rode out. Now, if his rounds are the same as normal, shouldn't be back that way for a while. We should have a good few days head start before any sort of posse comes along.
Any deputies around?
Not that I could see. Town's too small for a marshal of its own.
Good, good.
Now... Obviously, killing is not ideal, but we do what we have to.
Well, that sounds easy.
Should be. Nice, simple job.
Do we have the layout of the building?
He'll unfurl. They're not blueprints, but it is. It's some paper that he's clearly been sketching the outside of. It looks like a pretty solid
tree. That's nice.
Well, that represents a small copse of trees where we can retreat if necessary. It provides moderate cover. It's not. I didn't just draw a tree, Carl.
There's a church with a steeple.
That's because the church has a steeple.
I appreciate the level of effort you've gone through here.
It's important, all right? I mean...
I agree. We're on the same page. I mean, there's only one page.
Well, James is having fun.
Works as a draftsman back east for 3 years, Carl. I know how to draw a church with a steeple.
So I was... As fascinating as cartography is, there's this...
It's a noble science.
I understand, yes. Science.
So have you brought in the ordnance?
Whoa now, I mean, surely it's better to sort of... Sneak.
Well, we got your equipment from...
Brink gets it!
Oh, Jesus.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Jesus, no.
Ordnance.
Oh.
No.
Yes, of course.
Deviated.
I was doing so hard. I
forgot my audience.
Good. Yeah.
I'm really sorry, Johnny. I forget what it's like for normals trying to corral this.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
He's going to get his catharsis in the second episode. This is all just going to make it all the more brutal.
It's going to be so much more fun for him to kill off these characters.
To be fair, I did deliberately design these characters to be characters that neither myself nor the audience would find him horribly mutilated.
So we're just helping.
Yeah. There you go. Sorted.
I believe you all got your equipment from the prison, guns, weapons, that sort of thing.
Question, do we know what happened to the dress?
The dress?
I'm just asking.
Oh, the dress you were stealing? As far as I'm aware, it's still back in Phoenix, probably in the dress shop.
That's fine, all right.
With the money from this job, you can buy
as many dresses as you want.
Not as many dresses, it depends on the expensiveness of his taste.
That is immaterial to the...
I mean, dresses could cost a lot.
It depends a lot on the cut as well. I reckon it'd look nice.
So back onto this job that isn't to do with dresses.
Is maybe like a 20 dress job.
Okay, fine, sure. So we sneak in, we sneak out. I mean, that seems simple enough.
To be honest, I ain't worked with you all before. I'm a very direct sort of man. When I commit a crime, what would your preferred method be then?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of looking here. Like you say, you've got a cops. I mean, surely it's easier to just sort of...
Could you make me a notice roll, please, James?
Four.
Blackjack seems a little bit more impatient than he normally is. You know that, as a standard rule, he'd spend a good couple of days planning a job like this with the people he was going to do it with. At the moment, he seems to be kind of pressing you to just go for it.
You're right there, Blackjack. You seem in a little bit of a rush. You don't want to go off into this sort of thing half-cocked, eh? Normally a deep preparer,
I just... It's a really good window of opportunity, as far as I can see.
Gotta get in before the sheriff comes back.
Exactly, and to be honest, I don't like this area. My boys were killed not a day's ride from here. The sooner we can get out, get further west into California with as much money as we can carry, happier I'm gonna be.
I'm like a man who's direct, Jack. I say we go in fast, hard, hit him quick.
You'll need a lookout from the cops. I volunteer for that. I think that would go really well.
All right.
I'll, you know, be there.
You
out
can
of
go
sight.
In the steeple.
Okay, yeah, sure. That's out of sight as well. I'll go there. I'll hit the steeple.
You want to borrow my rifle?
Not really how I mean, I'll yell. I'll yell. It'll be great. You'll
I wasn't
know.
Thinking you were going to shoot to get attention, more like... Shoot a guy, maybe
no,
in
it's,
the neck.
It's, no, it's fine. I'll yell, and then Zeke, you're a strong guy. You can come out.
Steeple.
Smash cut, too. Yeah. It is night on a ridge overlooking Hensley Gorge. You can see the squat brick building that is the bank. Could you make me a stealth roll? Are you going up the steeple?
Absolutely,
yep.
Yes. It's as
Please
far away
me
from the bank as
roll
possible.
To try and
okay,
get
so
into the church.
My stealth is formidable. So we'll roll a d8.
And a d6.
And a d6. Because that's how the game works.
That's how that works.
Snake eyes!
What an auspicious beginning to the heist.
Right, so the door to the church is not locked. It's a standard white board church. If you imagine a Western church, it's the picture of that. You open the door, start sneaking. You can see the small staircase leading up to the steeple behind you. You can't... Hear about the Lord?
Yes.
You look like
yes,
a man.
Yes, I have.
Needs a long, long, long talk about the Book of Job. Now you see Job.
He's had enough time to get up to the steeple. Let's go.
Okay.
Yes, let's go.
Are you approaching on foot or
horse?
Horse. Yep, you...
I've got a horse. I just should say, on my character sheet, my horse is called El Jefe. I'd like to point out, because it's Carl Sidebottom,
yes.
This is now called Jeffy. El Jeffy is now my horse.
Short for Lawrence Jeffy.
Short for Lawrence Jeffy, exactly.
My horse says Big Horse.
I think that should just be his name. I know you've got a name
right,
there.
His name is Bob.
Okay, lovely.
Bob, I just wanted to just point out that he's a big horse.
He is a big horse.
Because you're a big person. An old horse would not do so well. So, you ride hard to outside the bank. The door is currently closed and apparently locked.
Jack, Carl, cover me.
I sling my club over my back, walk up to the doors and give them a mighty kick.
Give me a strength roll.
And at this point, Carl puts himself, with wall to the back at the side, ready to go in.
Yep, you re-roll that 6. I should point out, all dice in Deadlands and Savage Worlds explode! Which means you roll them again if you get the highest number.
That's
not.
Significantly less exciting than I was hoping for.
9.
Yep, you don't break the lock, but you do break the door around the lock. and not the bit of door, the whole door. There's basically just a lock suspended
in an empty space that then cartoonishly falls to the floor. The other side is what looks like a solitary bank worker currently counting out some piles of money, doing some paperwork. He has stopped and is looking at you.
Stick them up, boys.
He sticks them up.
So when I said boys, I gestured for my two companions to come into the room with me.
Three companions.
I've forgotten about you.
Oh. It's okay, I'm only small.
Exactly. So, yeah, his hands are well in the air, and you guys enter. You are in the bank. Blackjack strides in behind you. Everything you can. Point us to the vault. And the bank teller just sort of points to a large vault door behind him.
Presumably an extremely obvious.
Yeah, it's very obvious. You'd think Blackjack would have known, but apparently not. He's winging it.
Blackjack, do you not want to make him open it?
No, you're still here.
Do you want
to watch the horses, maybe?
What? No, I've got this gun.
Oh, holds up a...
That looks a bit big for you, boy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I knows how to shoot it.
I should point out that Cigarillo Lee...
It's a pretty standard point-and-click interface.
Cigarillo Lee has a Sharps Big 50, which is the largest gun in the Deadlands setting. He does not have the strength to use it.
No.
Carl, go with the teller and make sure that vault gets open.
Right here, young man.
Leading the teller along with his rifle drawn, just poking him along with the barrel of it.
All right. Just don't. There ain't no cause to be... Whereabouts you from?
What? Barnsley.
That's somewhere in Virginia, I know.
Barnsley, Idaho. Go on, open the door.
All right. He's starting to open the vault. Are you going to go and check on the horses?
Is Zeke still looking at me?
No, I've started bagging up the notes on the counter.
No, I'm kind of hovering around the front door. Kind of like, I could go see the horses, but I'm not gonna.
Okay. And at this point, Job... found himself
so,
engaged in the sixth
father,
of the tests.
Father, it
the devil who had made a bet with God.
Because God
loves to gamble.
Yep.
It's the point of my last sermon, boy.
Uh-huh.
God loves to gamble.
God, in fact, does play dice. So.
Not with cards or dice or any other wicked, sinful thing, but rather with the lives of people.
Father, I see.
Our soul.
Yeah.
We are but its
playthings. So about the steeple, Father.
But it is...
I really think that...
It is a noble thing.
If you were to climb
to be
steeple,
with by God.
Maybe get a side of the... God's creation, or...
Of course, God doesn't play dice.
No,
can you imagine? Imagine if God rolled a snake eye.
I'm going up to... No, Father.
Why, who can imagine what sort of... horrific, drawn-out effects that might have on you.
Father, I'd really like to see God's creation from on high. Could you facilitate that for me, Father?
What, the steeple?
Yeah, hey, yeah,
oh,
that's
no,
a great
steeple
idea.
Was closed at 6 after the service.
Oh, Father, I'm such a terrible sinner, and I think some perspective from maybe from on high would grant me the chance to see the error of... stuff.
Well, I mean, I'd love to grant you your steeple-based redemption there, son. But, unfortunately, I ain't got the key. Caretaker took it. He's probably in the saloon by now.
Oh, that's such a shame. You know what? You've given me a lot to think about, Father.
Well, I'm only halfway through the story of Job.
Well, Father, I wouldn't have reason to come back if you finish now. It's so,
And I have written my own follow-up parable.
Father, if you'll excuse me one second, I have to pay a visit, and obviously, in the house of God, that'd be inappropriate. I just leave and start heading towards the saloon.
Oh, all right, I'll see you Sunday, probably.
Absolutely, Father. Yeah, I'm just heading
what
to the saloon.
What a nice young man. So where are you heading?
I'm heading straight to the saloon to find the caretaker.
Okay, meanwhile, the teller has opened the vault, and there is... a lot more money in there than you'd expect from a from such a small town bank.
Everything's going so well.
Could you make me a smarts roll, James?
Just generic smarts.
Yes, this is what's known as a common knowledge roll. It's where you roll smarts to see if you know something.
I've rolled two twice.
Two. You have no idea why there would be so much money in there.
What's paper money?
What? It's quite common. I mean, we have both Union and Confederacy here. I mean, technically it should mostly be Confederacy, but I mean, this far west, you generally take both.
You know, that is novel. How interesting. I'm going to put it in some bags now, if that's all right.
All right, well, I do thank you for not shooting me.
You're welcome. Stiff behave.
All right.
Civil bank robbery.
You help me bag it up.
Oh, no, that would violate the terms of my employment.
Bag it up or I'll shoot your crotch off.
Oh, okay, I mean, I wouldn't like that to happen.
I'm taking
and
the
he
first.
Will start to help you bag it up. He will do it slowly and probably be stopping often. Yeah. So actually make me an intimidation roll.
I could have been more intimidating there, couldn't I? Well, I've threatened to shoot his crotch off.
Yeah, that's where the intimidation comes in.
Four.
He'll be bagging some money. You've now intimidated him and threatened him enough that as and when a Wells Fargo agent says, "Why did you help him bag up the money?" he can say, "He was going to shoot my crotch off."
Yep.
Zeke.
I'm carrying the first pair of bags outside to the horses.
You're leaving the...
So as Zeke turns around, I scuttle out of the door like, "Yeah, time looking at the horses."
Okay.
Big scary man told me to do that.
Right. You two then are now in sight of the saloon.
Mm-hmm. Can I see Cigarillo?
Well, could you both make me notice rolls for what you can see?
Yes.
Good.
Right. Ooh. Ooh.
Two explosions on mine. Do you reroll both?
Yeah, you reroll both. Take the highest.
10.
10. Brilliant.
Good noticing.
Mm. A 6.
Is it on a d6?
On a d6.
Then you re-roll the 6 and add it together because it explodes!
We're so good at exploding things!
That's right. Wild cards.
And then a 4. So a 10
so,
total.
Oh, your eyes meet across
10.
A crowded town and you see each other so intimately. Sorry.
Each 4 above your target is called a raise. And so if you succeed with a raise, then generally you get extra good things. And sometimes more raises do good things. Sometimes it's just nice to know how well you've done. So yeah, you see each other. Then your eyes go back to the saloon as the doors open and a very drunk man staggers out, supported by two relatively sober men. The drunk man is wearing a very shiny sheriff's star.
I immediately stop to a skidding halt, look incredibly panicked at Cigarillo, immediately turn around and run back, and whilst going past the bank, just sort of gesture, going, "Kaka! Kaka! Kaka!" and then run back to the church.
Right, okay. Ben?
I'll just scoot back inside the door.
Zeke, the sheriff's here, but he's really drunk.
Let's take a look.
I dump the two bags I'm carrying just inside the door and poke my head out.
Yeah, you can see the sheriff staggering down from the saloon, two deputies supporting him.
So they do seem to be deputies.
They are wearing less shiny stars, but they are deputies. And let's see if they see you guys. No. No, he's just started violently throwing up, just in the street.
Nice.
Are the other two supporting him and being comforting and consoling, and therefore definitely not looking at the bank, and they're quite distracted and focused on
the are literally opposite you guys, other side of the street, but right now they are not looking at the smashed door of the bank.
How far away is the other side of the street?
About 5 yards. It's quite a wide street.
Carl, overhears the commotion.
Overhears the commotion of Cigarillo Lee coming back into the bank. Pokes his head out.
What's going on?
What's the problem here?
The sheriff's just come out the saloon. He's got a couple of deputies.
At this point, Mr. Fletcher runs past going, "Caw, caw, 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 caw." Does it alert the sheriff and his deputies? It definitely alerts the sheriff and his deputies.
If I had a gun, I would shoot you, Alex.
Caw. Caca! Caca!
Yes, your obnoxiously loud cacaring has caught the attention of the sheriff and the deputies, who see the smashed door, and yeah, they are starting to draw weapons.
I'm gonna shoot one.
You're just gonna lean out the and shoot. Yeah. Alright? Make me a shooting roll.
I'm gonna do a shooting roll. I get a D8.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm quite good at the shooting. So I'm using the Sharps Big 50.
Yep.
So I'm at a minus two.
Yes.
So that is a four.
A four. That would normally be a hit, but it is night, which is another minus two for just being hard to see.
Two.
So one of the windows of the saloon explodes next to them as the gun bucks violently in your hands. It's not actually the first time you've shot it, but you've never actually hit anything with this gun.
This doesn't usually happen to me.
So I'm going to deal out some very quick initiative cards.
So faces are...
Faces, 10, 11, so 11, 12, it 13. Starts with jokers, ace, king,
Everyone got kings.
I didn't get a king.
So, so that is
spades are the highest.
Yahoo!
Again, Savage Worlds aficionados will notice that I'm not sticking to a 6-second round. This is just a way of ordering the chaos.
Okay, so I know that they're aware, presumably.
They are currently... There's been a big old BOOM gunshot.
Which is closer, the bank or the church?
You are equidistant between the two.
I run to the church.
Okay.
While yelling, Salvation! Salvation! Oh, praise Jesus, salvation!
The old pastor has just been locking the front door and will turn, Oh, you came back to...
Tell me about Job! Tell me about Job, Father! Tell me all about Job!
Well, now, I know some would dismiss what I have to say as mere fanfiction.
Not me, Father!
Is the sheriff all right? There seems to be a bit of commotion. Skip to the King of Diamonds.
And Diamonds? Is Clubs not beaten Diamonds?
Clubs is the lowest.
Okay, Carl Sidebottom is at the door of the vault with the bank teller behind him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he takes one pace out, he slams the door shut behind him and pulls his rifle out.
Okay.
Do I have enough time to then take a shot through the window?
Yes, but I will be giving you a minus two because it's a multi-action.
Okay.
So you'll be at minus four in total.
Sure. And I've got my special rifle, which on this character sheet for Carlos Vasquez is called Consuela. My trademark Winchester 73 is called Marjorie.
Right. So you get plus one. So it's a total of minus three to
minus
your
three.
Shot to try and
kill
one of the deputies. Okay. So a d10, a d6, and take three away from the highest.
Oh, six minus
you
three.
You re-roll the six. Yep.
Oh, roll six. Oh, yeah.
Sixes explode!
That's a one. So sevens, that's four.
That is a hit. Could you roll me your damage, please? I'll say you hit one of the deputies.
Sure. 2d8. 8. 13 total.
And you re-roll the eight because that explodes.
That's another three. So
boom! You know that head he had? Yep, gory gun murder. The first... First gory gun
murder. Surprise!
He is.
Yeah.
So, Cigarello Lee.
Okay, going slightly pale, because not seen somebody actually killed
No,
before.
This is probably the first time you've seen a head explode.
This is the second job I've been on. The first one was trying to knock over a liquor store. So I'll scramble into the bank, because I was standing in the doorway, and knock out one of the panes. And if I'm able to do with the multi-action, take a shot with my pistol now. With my rifle, which is kind of over my back with it straight.
Sure. So that was King's... Queens, Jack, 10. Yep. Blackjack Bronson. He's going for one of the windows that does not open up onto the street. Still in the sort of teller area. And as he does so, you can see he's fiddling around with what looks like some dynamite. And he's going to try and hurl it roughly just towards the sheriff and his cohort. He doesn't actually hit them, but he gets it into the middle of the street, and there is a BOOM! As various windows shatter, and just there's a lot of smoke and dust and panic. So that was tens, nine, eight.
I call out,
You lied to us, Blackjack.
Ain't no lies. Come on!
They'll be down for now. Let's get this cash out of here as quick as we can.
And yeah, you're basically making tracks with
the
cash.
I had two bags, so I'm going to pick those back up and run to my horse.
Okay. So that's everyone. For the deputies are currently shaken, so they'll try and...
Well, only one deputy.
One deputy and the sheriff are shaken. They'll be trying to recover their senses. Unsuccessfully. You can see a lot more movement from inside the saloon and the sight of guns being drawn. You don't know if there are other deputies or just armed townsfolk, because it's the Wild West, and more importantly, it's a monster-filled Wild West, so everyone has guns. So, yeah, it looks like you're very close to being swarmed by a lot of angry armed people. New round. Jokers, aces, blackjack's an ace, blackjack's going for his horse. He's on his horse and he's riding. Kings, queens, jacks.
Jack. Carl Sidebottom is now, I think by this point, he's up against the window frame, poised over it, and he's going to take his time and take a shot at the sheriff.
Okay,
you specifically want to kill the sheriff.
All right, make me a shot.
I'm going to cut the head off the snake of law and order in this town.
All right.
That's how law works.
Yep. D10 plus my D6. 5 is my top score there.
So that's with -1, that is a hit. Please roll me your damage.
Which is 2D8. 8. 5 and 6 is 11.
11. He's got shot. He goes down. You don't know if he's dead. But he's certainly drunk and shot and on the floor.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to be trying to tackle you.
Okay. Yep.
So that's a jack. 10, 9, 8.
Yep. So yeah, Cigarilla Lee is... things are going badly. Tavern's gone. Zeke and Blackjack are going. He's also going to go.
Yep.
Just... run for it.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, anyone who's making who's fleeing this round, I'm gonna let you go fine. Carl might have some problems. What are you on?
2.
All right. So the tavern, basically the windows of the saloon explode with gunfire. It looks like it's being fired pretty much blindly out at you guys. Zeke, Cigarillo, and Blackjack are not in the line of fire. Mr. Fletcher and Carl Sidebottom. Very much are. They've got incredible minuses. But there are a lot of them. None of them hit you. There's a lot of exploding glass.
Praise Jesus!
Gunfire.
Come on in, you pansies!
Right. And what is Mr. Fletcher doing?
So, having heard the gunfire, Mr. Fletcher is proceeding to run to the church. Run past the church while screaming, "Oh, praise Jesus, I'm saved! Oh, oh, praise Jesus!" I'm just running.
That's not
I'm
the not moral even... of the Book of Job!
I'm just running in a beeline and forgetting about my horse past the church.
Okay. So, everyone has fled except Carl.
Help Cigarillo onto a horse. Probably...
just bodily lifting.
Probably Nathan's horse. I'm going to bellow as I'm geeing up my horse, "Carl, it's time to go!" And then I'm going to unleash my Rebel Yell ability.
Right, because Zeke has a ability called Rebel Yell. It's an edge that allows you to do a terrifying war cry of the Confederate Army, which can stun people.
People go like, "Oh my God, I can't believe he said that. That is so not okay."
Normally there's issues with radius and battle maps, but I don't use a battle map, so just... give me a bellow and then roll intimidate.
Yee-haw!
I have no intimidate. Yeah, you do. Oh, I've got loads. Goodness.
What's the opposite of none?
Boo. 2.
Well, given you're in Arizona, which at this point in the Civil War is still technically Confederacy, the saloon replies, "Yee-haw!"
Encourage them.
So I mean, it's great. Let's all have a big old gunfight. I will let you flee if you wish, James.
I think at this point
I will probably. I'll tell you what. I'll make you ask you to make me an agility roll.
Sure.
And not get shot as you leave.
Sure. Yeah. So that is. Yep. Yeah, I've got 6.
6. And you've been a bit shot.
Oh.
Just a bit, though.
Just a bit, sure.
Can I re-roll using one of my...
Oh, you can, actually, yes. Now, Fate Chips, or Bennies in Savage Worlds, are a mechanic for re-rolling dice. Or, normally, soaking wounds. So if you get wounded, you can avoid getting wounded by spending a Benny. I'm not really using the soaking thing because, as I say, I'm massively simplifying the whole combat. But if you want to re-roll your agility there to try and not get shot a bit better.
Yeah, so 1 and an 8.
An 8 then. Yes, you managed to get on your horse. You managed to get on,
come on, Jeffy.
And ride away with nary a bullet in your aged rump.
Yep. Carl turns around back and just sticks the finger up.
Right. Cut to.
Literally minutes of that.
Cut to the morning. You've been all been riding for hours.
Well, one of us hasn't been because he wasn't on a horse.
He's done
literally everything wrong at every moment of this game
that's
so
far. That's a very good point. Has anyone... I will say that you were all running, fleeing the same direction. Mm. So you will have come across the pathetically fleeing Nathaniel Fletcher.
Does anyone stop to pick me up?
I spit on you as we pass.
Blackjack will pick you up if necessary.
I'm at the front and I'm just spitting in your direction. So I'm so angry at you.
Oh, thank you, Blackjack. I'm so tired. I'm so tired, Blackjack.
I'm too scared of Zeke to pick him up.
Carl was the last one to leave the scene, so he'd be the last one to catch them up, so he would have already been picked up by that point.
Yep, cool. So, you've been riding now for a good few hours. There is a dust cloud behind you. You are being pursued hard. Could you all make me ride rolls?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
So it's...
D4...
Minus 2.
Plus D6, because we're PCs.
So that'll be the critical fail.
Mm-hmm.
6.
2.
3. Right. Bryn is fine.
And the money's on my horse.
James and Alex, you are going to be at minus 1 to all rolls until you get a chance to sit down for a while because you are very saddle sore.
Only a problem if I try and do anything useful.
And Cigarello Lee has killed his horse.
At which point and how?
Basically,
did I achieve this?
You're very. You've hardly ever ridden before. You rode off like a madman.
Ah.
You went like you disappeared over the horizon.
So they come across me by the side of the trail with my thumb out.
Essentially, yes. You have just aggressively ridden your horse to death because you don't know how horses work.
I thought they just went.
I look furious and disappointed on you, but I offer you a seat on the back of my horse.
Thanks, Mr. D, sir. Thank you. I won't do it again.
God damn it. All right.
You said this was going to be easy. This wasn't easy.
It should have been easy. Ain't no way that the sheriff should have been there.
And the deputies.
And the deputies. God damn it.
And the tavern.
And, Carl, you shut. Now that they ain't no way they're going to leave off the chase now. All right. Let me think. This way. And he starts riding off towards a nearby gorge.
Okay.
Following him, you head down, and you can see quite a well-hidden cave.
That sure looks inviting and not at all ominous.
Well, ominous or not, it's the only place we got to hide right now.
Better than a bullet in the brain.
Has he got any chairs?
What do we do with the horses, Jack?
Well, should be space for him in there.
Okay.
We can eat him later if we need to. And then the horses.
Don't listen. Don't listen to him, Jeffy. And Carl claps his hands over Jeffy's ears. Don't listen to them.
You reach the cave. It is dark. The shadows, they seem to come right up to the edge. The sun doesn't seem to penetrate even a little bit beyond the threshold.
Reminds me of Hull. This is like Hull on Earth.
That is... It is a large cave. There is a lot of space in there. You can get the horses. You probably wouldn't want to start a fire in here because it would channel the smoke out quite visibly. It goes deep, though. It goes quite a ways in. You can't actually see far.
How long are we going to hold up here, Jack?
Till I'm sure they're gone.
Do any of us have a source of light in any way?
Various of you have matches, and Blackjack has a few lanterns.
Okay.
Which he will hand out, actually. In fact, I'm going to say he has 3 lanterns. He will take one. He will give Zeke one, and he will give Carl one. Because...
Fair enough.
That's...
Who's got the best eyes? Someone needs to be watching the gorge the way we came down.
That might be me. Probably. I mean...
I don't trust this man as far as I could throw him.
Well, that's pretty far, though.
True.
Blackjack, was that you?
No.
Sounded like it came from deeper in the cave. Could have just been wind.
Yeah, probably just the wind. Sorry about that, lads.
It's definitely not the wind. We're all in trouble. We should flee immediately. All
right, Cigarillo.
Yeah.
You watch the gorge. Yep. Carl, you too.
I'll watch the horses.
No, you and Zeke, let's go check out what's making that noise.
Oh, or I could watch.
You coming with us?
Okie doke. Yeah. Oh, yep, that's fine.
Blackjack will hand you each a lantern.
I get a lantern?
Yeah.
Yes.
And head off into the cave.
You lead the way, Zeke. I am right behind you.
I have one hand on the back of your neck, and you are exactly one arm's length in front of me.
Come on then, young Mr. Lee, off to the mouth of the cave we go.
Sure thing.
It is dark, and you can see lacing through the walls are small veins of a dark grey rock speckled with white that you would recognise as ghost rock. It's about a minute of walking. The ground is gradually going down. It's a surprisingly deep cave when it seems to split off into two.
Well, now we know. Okay, excellent. So it splits into two and there was nothing here. So we can go back. We can wait.
You want to take one seat? I'll keep an eye on Fletcher.
All right. I'll go left.
I'll go right.
Okay, here we go. Yep.
I've got the lantern in one hand and I've brought out my club.
Okay. Blackjack will gesture for you to proceed, Alex.
Fletcher knows enough not to try his luck and proceeds. Really slowly, being really careful, because he thinks he might die soon.
After about a minute, you come to what looks like a roughly carved out cavern. You can't see any other exits from it. Mm-hmm. Casting your light around, it looks like there are scratches over the wall.
What kind of scratches?
Make me a notice roll.
Okay. My notice is a formidable 4. I'm good at stealing things. I'm not good at noticing them to steal. The 6 explodes.
Mm-hmm.
To a 10.
They are not fingernail scratches. They look like claws of some sort.
The beam
of your lantern casts around the room, and you see what looks like a nest made of clothes. Next to it is a pile of... It's hard to tell exactly. It's leather, maybe?
Blackjack, we should go. We're definitely going to die.
What is it?
Clothes and stuff and people and dead people and
dead
stuff.
Dead people?
Yeah, definitely.
You sure? Have a look.
Yep, I can see. Yep, loads of that stuff.
You turn to look at Blackjack and you can see that... A little bit of his face is sagging away from his eye.
I drop the lantern and immediately flee the way I came.
And we'll end it there.
Spooky.
Interestingly, dropping the lantern isn't even a tactical choice. It just felt right. Well, thank you for that, Johnny. And obviously people will be returning for our next episode for the second concluding part of this atrocious horror. Thanks again for guesting. And we will see everyone next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, the apple. Okay.
Good start.
Okay.
Sorry.
Fine. Oh, that's it. Old age is coming for you. You
had a full brief of what you were getting into. You knew.
I knew. I expected the people to be better at doing American silly accents. Fundamentally.
My silly accent is excellent.
I felt more like doing Yorkshire today. That's just what called me.
I think I need a thief voice. I've now got stuck in my head is Skeletor.
Yeah, I'm the greatest thief in the land. I can't steal any meat, can I? Otherwise, where would I put it? That would look creepy.
Although it's weird that I have a comb when I'm Skeletor. What's with that? No, I'll find something else.
Is that observational comedy from Skeletor?
What's the deal with this? Why have I... I'm bald. Yeah.
And what is the deal with combs? They're made of bone... Yet useless to me.
What is this? A rib cage for ants?
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout, desperate to find somewhere to belong and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.